How does one spend time with a friend who has limited conversational ability? Hi, I'm Karen Mulder with today's Caring Wisdom. My friend Ginger had a stroke and now her brain has trouble processing the meaning of the spoken word. So when I visit her, many of her words are indistinguishable. And I strain to hear familiar words, but I can't always understand what Ginger's trying to tell me. So how can I spend meaningful time with my friend, but not rely on conversations? One solution? Puzzles. Ginger and I work with puzzles designed for stroke victims. The large pieces are brightly colored, and we have so much fun cheering each other on. We laugh, we hug, and we enjoy each other's company. And we look forward to that day when we add more detailed conversation back into our time together. God bless.
Thank you for visiting wisdomofthewounded.com. Resources on how to care well.